The Magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the Magician. Have you sent for the Assyrian money changer, Chandu's mysterious and amazing trick that changes pennies into dimes? If you want to be a magician like Chandu, then act quickly, for this is your last chance, your very last chance to get the Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents and a White King Soap box top. Send that White King box top with a quarter to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone. In its place is a silver dime. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with the Assyrian money changer. It's so easy a child can do it, but so clever it is very hard to detect. And act quickly, because Chandu must end his magic trick offer Friday, November 19th. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King Soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. On his way to investigate the sinister Mountain of the Scimitar, Frank Chandler is still unaware that the diabolical Prince Dimitri has invoked the deadly spell of black magic on Bob Regent. Bob, forced to silence by Dimitri's spell, makes a despairing attempt to reveal the truth to the gypsy seeress, Blanca. He fails, but Blanca guesses the reason and promises to tell Chandler. Meanwhile, on the wild and desolate mountain, Chandler and his gypsy agent, Lupu, have discovered that the hilt of the sword-like landmark was once a huge cave, headquarters of the bandit Esteban. Over the years, the cave has been extended through the mountain to form a tunnel. Beyond lie the lonely mountains of Austria. The echoing tunnel is empty, but from the Austrian side, Chandler hears the sound of approaching horses. With Lupu, he hides in a recess in the rocks and waits. Chandu, the Magician.
I hope the witch charm does not fail me at this moment, Chandu.
I hope not, Lupu. Here they come. Heard his voice somewhere.
It will be the height of impudence to sweep into the capital while all the people are mourning for the king. King of nothing! This time, I ride with you myself, but only to the point of the scimitar on the mountain. There I leave you for reasons you know. You will bring my horse with you when you return.
I can't believe it could be.
Who told you?
Listen to my words, my men. This raid may cost lives. Not yours, be sure of that. But if any man appears before you in the street, cut him down. I want the people to know the meaning of fear, so that when we strike at last, they will not dare to resist. Hear me! It will soon be day. If you ride hard, you will come into the streets of Lubova when the clock strikes 12.
I wish I could just get a look at it.
Kill a few soldiers this time. Let them learn Esteban is more than a gypsy chief. So, now we go. A cigarette for Leslie. A match. That's all. Dobre!
Lupu, stand still.
It's Devon's last raid! May it go well!
saw the scar on his hand, his left hand. No wonder he pretends he lost his left arm.
Tandu, he is the man who killed my brother. Esteban, the bandit.
Rupu. Esteban the bandit is Jan Metzos.
Muazaga Guabzu.
Now we must get back to the gypsy camp and pick up Dorothy and the kids. This thing's coming to a head at last. Why, there's no fire. Where is everybody?
Death has come to the camp, Sandu.
Death? How do you know? Dorothy!
I know my people mourn. See, in every wagon the candles burn. The wine cups are turned down.
Frank, we're here in Lupu's wagon.
What's happened, Dot?
Oh, I'm so glad you're back. Come and talk to Bob. He's got the idea. It's his fault.
It's not Betty.
No, it's Blanca.
Blanca? He's dead, Pani?
Yes.
Well, why should Bob think that? What happened to her?
Well, nobody seems to know. Bob was talking to her this morning. She was all right then. But at noon, one of the other women found her in her wagon dead.
She wanted to talk to me before I left for the mountain. I didn't have time.
Oh, come and talk to Bob, Frank.
I will. Lupu, see what you can find out from your people.
This is not good, Chandu. Blanca was a wise woman. She knew the ancient secrets. Anya!
Is Bob here in the wagon now, Dot?
Yes, he just sits there. Bob, Uncle Frank's back.
Hello?
Uncle Frank will tell you it's not your fault, Bob.
Move over, Betty, so Uncle Frank can sit here.
All right.
What about this, Bob?
Well, go on, son. Tell him about it.
Well, there's nothing else to tell.
I'll tell him myself. Uncle Frank, you knew Blanca was a fortune teller, didn't you?
Why, yes. Bob, what did she say to you?
Oh, she said she was descended from that Princess Aurelia, the one whose husband built the castle.
She was. No wonder Lupu said she knew the secrets of ancient Egypt.
She told my fortune, Uncle Frank, and she nearly scared me to death. She said if I didn't look out, I'd find myself under a black magic spell.
Dimitri, Bob, you've got to tell me what Blanca said to you.
Yes, dear. Uncle Frank will show you it couldn't have been your fault she died.
I was just talking to her about what she said to Betty, and then... Well, after a while, she said she'd like to talk to you, Uncle Frank.
I see. Listen to me, Bob. This is another of those deaths Dimitri causes.
How could Dimitri kill her way out here? How would he even know who she was?
I can believe he could.
She was marked for death. She must have known it.
She did say a lot about people dying. But she thought you were the one.
You see, she was wrong. There are a lot of people who think they can learn only a little bit about those deadly secrets. And then, you mustn't blame yourself, Bob. Nothing could have saved Blanca.
Yeah, but if I hadn't...
He was going to talk to Uncle Frank anyway, Bob.
You wouldn't brush it off if it had been you, Uncle Frank.
Bob, I'm only saying you couldn't have helped it. Now, will you go and get Lupu? We're going back to the castle.
Okay.
Tonight, Frank?
As soon as Lupu can harness the horses.
Lupu, come here, will you?
Why, we haven't even asked you what happened up at the mountain.
I found out you were right, Betty. About the man you saw in the attic that day.
It was Mr. Metzo's twin brother. I told you so.
It was Metzo's himself. He's the man with the scar on his hand. His left hand.
Honestly?
Mr. Metzo's has no left arm.
In Lobova, no. But up in the mountains he has.
What?
His left hand is scarred with the mark of the scimitar.
You can't mean he's a Staben.
That's just what I mean, Dot. I saw him plainly when he lighted a cigarette.
But I don't see... Frank, why?
I'll tell you about it on the way back. I'm going to call on him tomorrow. It should be very interesting.
And tell him you know he's a Staben?
Oh, no.
Well, if he finds out you know...
He won't. Not yet.
Are you sure he didn't see you up on the mountain?
Quite sure. I see now why he dodged my question the other day about how he lost that arm. I'm sorry to bother you at this time, Mr. Metzos. I know you're busy.
I am always busy, but sit down, Mr. Chandler.
Thank you. You must have had your hands full yesterday. Staben's bandits staging a raid in the midst of the ceremonies for the king... for Mr. Karowitz.
It was most unfortunate. Three soldiers were killed. Staben will be dealt with.
I should think so. I won't keep you long.
What have you come to tell me?
I just happened to see a letter at my consulate this morning...
Mr. Mason's back was turned.
I understand.
It seems there's a rumor about you in Washington. I thought you'd like to know of it.
What rumor?
It's being said you're out of favor, that you may even be leaving the country.
It is a lie.
Well, who could have started such a rumor?
I tell you this, I have made all the preparations. I have this country in my own hands.
I'm sure of it.
He cannot suddenly change his mind and drive me out with rumors. You hear me?
I realize it's indiscreet to name names, but may I ask if you mean Dimitri?
Dimitri, scum! No, I mean him. He was glad to have my help to take over this country. Quietly, so it was done without a hand lifted against us. And now, Muasaka!
Mr. Metzos, you once said you knew I'd had some experience in these things. It's possible I've met this man. What did you say his name was?
It is ordered that his name is not to be spoken. But you may be right. If I am to be purged like the others, I will show you his name. A moment. Locked in this cabinet are all the papers, the complete plan of invasion. You see what?
I hope I can be of some help. I'll be...
May he die in agony at my feet.
Why, what's the matter?
The file is gone.
Perhaps it's only misplaced.
No, no hand touches it but mine. Mr. Chandler, you must find him and bring him to me.
Well, yes, but you haven't told me his name.
I am speaking of Dimitri. He has wormed his way in here while I was out.
Well, why not send for him and ask him?
I ordered him to leave the country. But young Nicholas will know where he is hiding. You will find out.
Very well.
When you know, you will report to me here, day or night. If I am not here, wait for me.
Certainly. You'd better leave orders with the servants so they'll let me in.
They will admit you, or they will be shot.
I'll see what Nicholas can tell me. Don't worry, Mr. Metzos. We'll find him.
You had better hurry. Yes, indeed, you had better hurry if you want to get the first of Chandu's magic tricks. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And there is only one more day in which to get it for 25 cents and a White King soap box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and instead you see a bright, shining silver dime. This magic trick is so simple, yet so clever you can do it again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. But remember, you had better send today if you want to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer. Just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. Jan Metzos is played by Stanley Waxman. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.